Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, getting stronger and coming back. And I am so glad to be able to do this program again. The first reading today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, because we're imperfect. We're imperfect. We don't see the whole picture, none of us. You can get good advice from people, yes, but cursed is the man who puts his trust in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. You know, brothers and sisters, whenever, as soon as possible, if something, I can't say dramatic, but if something important happens, I just want to get by myself for a few moments to say, Lord, what would you have me do here? So I excuse myself, I use the restroom, I do whatever I can that just gives me a couple minutes to quiet my heart and to ask the Lord, what would you have me do? So we don't want to talk first to other people. You want to talk first to God. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. Hear these words. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart. Beyond remedy, who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart. Reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. So what we want to do, brothers and sisters, look at the responsorial psalm. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Sometimes, you know, we trust our friend or something like that, and it's okay on a certain level, it is. But the first person we should go to is the Lord and say, help me. Because you never know. Bless the man, it says in the responsorial psalm, bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent. Choose carefully whose advice you're seeking and help your seeking. But delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Do you read the scripture every day? It could just be a few verses. It could be a chapter. It could be a whole book. But every day read the scriptures. Because again and again, God will speak to you through his word. Maybe not right then, maybe later in the day, maybe a week from now. You'll say, you know, I was thinking about this. And there you are with God's wisdom and God's insight. The gospel comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' And Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what is good during your lifetime, while Lazarus received likewise what was bad. But he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to them.' And he said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone comes from the dead, goes to him, they will repent.' And then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" What a gospel. What a gospel, brothers and sisters. And it should tell us right away that we need to look at how we're living. Because we could be wealthy, we could have all the gifts of this world, all that kind of thing, and think, I'm fine and dandy. But the rich man died, and he was buried. And from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. Hear this again. And he cried out, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames." And Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours." And then he said, listen to this again. "Then he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' And they said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone comes from the dead, comes to them, they will repent.' And then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone shall rise from the dead.'" Brothers and sisters, I wanted that to sink into your heart. Read that chapter again. Read those verses again. Read them out loud to yourself. Take them to heart. St. John Paul, has written a meditation that I want to share with you that applies to this gospel. He writes, "When we Christians make Jesus Christ the center of our feelings and thoughts, we do not turn away from people and their needs. On the contrary, we are caught up in the eternal movement of God's love that comes to meet us. We are caught up in the movement of the Son who came among us, who became one of us. We are caught up in the movement of the Holy Spirit, who visits the poor, calms fevered hearts, binds up wounded hearts, warms cold hearts, and gives us the fullness of his gifts. The church looks at the world through the very eyes of Christ. Jesus is the principle of our solicitude for man." On various occasions, he says, "I have referred to the gospel parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Both the rich man and the beggar died, and the judgment was rendered on their contact. And the scripture tells us that Lazarus found consolation, but that the rich man found torment. Was the rich man condemned because he had riches, because he abounded in earthly possessions, because he dressed in purple and linen and feasted splendidly every day? No, says St. John Paul, I would not say that it was not for this. For this reason, the rich man was condemned because he did not pay attention to the other man, because he failed to take notice of Lazarus, the person who sat at his door and who longed to eat the scraps from his table. Nowhere does Christ condemn the mere possession of earthly goods as such. Indeed, he pronounces very harsh words against those who use their possessions in a selfish way without paying attention to the needs of others." The parable of the rich man and Lazarus must always be present in our memory. It must form our conscience. All of humanity must think of the parable of the rich man and the beggar in the light of the parable of Christ. Riches and freedom mean a special responsibility. Riches and freedom create a special obligation. And so, in the name of the solidarity that binds us all together in a common humanity, I again proclaim the dignity of every human person. The rich man and Lazarus are both human beings, both of them equally created in the image and likeness of God, both of them equally redeemed by Christ at a great price, the price of the precious blood of Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, says St. John Paul, with deep conviction and affection, I repeat to you the words that I addressed to the world when I took up my apostolic ministry. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.